Okay, my name is Ivo Mesquita. I'm chief curator at Pinacoteca do Estado, a museum in São Paulo, Brazil. I'm the curator for the Brazilian Pavilion in the 53rd Venice Biennial this year. I was curator for the last São Paulo Biennial as well. My idea when I thought or conceived the pavilion was to bring something that was related to Venice in a way. How was that? So I chose two artists. They live in the equator area of Brazil, or north of Brazil, and they produce one work which is very specific in terms of color and light. The idea of bringing them was in order to give a response, I would say, or to make a comment on the Venetian tradition of painting, you know, the use of color and light in Venetian paintings. If you think in Tintoretto, Tiziano, Tiepolo, Veronese, if you see, you're going to find some of their colors in the works of Braga and Delson Ochoa, you know, for the way he used the green, the pink, the purple, or the blues, you know. He has a Veronese green, while Delson Ochoa is more like a Canaletto, all bright yellows, and Guardi with bright whites, you know. So it's like that was the idea, you know, to bring two arts that are talking about painting as a way to refer to Venice. Besides that, in the Biennale proposal for this year, on the second item, there's 3 points. The second one refers to artists that is still using, let's say, a traditional medium or traditional media like painting and photography, and that are developing their work in the studio, still using the studio, you know. So, because the Biennale, the Fare Mondi, you know, the proposal says the 3 categories of arts they would be interested. So they are in the second category. So that's why I choose them. So, okay. I do believe that the common heritage or the common background to all Latin Americans, artists, writers, intellectuals, whatever, is the Baroque. It's what is interesting is because everybody thinks in the form of Baroque, you know, that since Latin America tends to be very colorful, full of things. No, it's not a formal way. It's an intellectual strategy before anything. It's an intellectual strategy in the sense that what we learned from the Baroque never delivers everything. You have to go around, go, you stay there, you know. So, and there's all possibility for you to move into another thing. So before being a form, is an intellectual strategy. It's a way of not saying, I am this way, but I could be this way, but I also could be this way, or I could be this way. I think this is the thing. It's more tricky. It's not because we like colors and we could do noise. No. This is a stereotype. No, it's mental.
A partire dalla sua recente esperienza come curatore della Biennale di San Paolo, abbiamo invitato Ivo Mesquita a riflettere sui vizi, i rischi e le dinamiche politiche, culturali e sociali delle biennali. Iniziamo proprio da Venezia.
Let's say that the Venice Biennale is the first and the last biennial to use the system of national representations. You know, this is traditional from Venice, and I hope Venice will keep this forever. The thing is, here, the structure is already set for this national sort of competition, let's say, or today not no longer a competition, but an exhibition that brings together nationalities from everywhere. You know, you have the pavilion, you know, in the Giardini, but even each country that doesn't have a pavilion, they rent a place and they put a pavilion there. Besides that, is what is interesting in Venice is because every new edition of the biennial, you have nationalities that are no nations, like Gypsies, Armenian, Kurdish, Welsh, Scottish, Catalonia. So Venice is becoming this kind of my little world. You know, and the city is a museum in itself. Everything is walking distance in Venice. In a way, you are in a museum. So I like that. That's what I like coming here. It's every year, every biennial, because there's more people coming. There's more pavilion. This year, there's, I know, 5 or 10 new pavilions. You know, so it's like, I don't know. It's about that. Besides that, this is Europe. You know, it's a kind of a court ritual. Every queen, king, prime minister, government chief, they come here to open their pavilion. It's about nationalism, so it's the form of nationalism. So the idea was to bring two arts that could represent Brazil, but not with the idea of that they represent what Brazil does. They are one. They are one issue approached by Brazilian artists, art making, you know. What they have specific is because they come from a specific region of the country, the north of the country, you know, and they are out of the, let's say, the axis of São Paulo, Rio, and Belo Horizonte, which is the center, the south part of the country. I think biennials became a strategy for any place, any city, any political group, artistic group, to get an international visibility. That's the strategy, okay? They use a biennial, but it could work for a while, but then the accumulation of all these biennials, what are we building for the art production or the art criticism? Are those biennials changing, let's say, local or regional realities? That's what matters, you know? So it's like if a way to participate of a globalized world, yes, it is. But how effective is this? And what a kind of, what a quality of culture is this shows producing locally? And let's take the case of China. We are watching since early 90s, you know, I think Zeman did the biennial for the Chinese here, was the first biennial. The interesting thing, okay, there is a boom of Chinese art, you know. Independent of what I think about those artists, or I could like or not, my point is, because for us, art has a particular role in organizing our society and culture. What's the role of art in that society? You know, because for us, art, culture, is the space for tolerance, openness, diversity. What China is about? Are they exhibiting China? Are they participating in the Chinese society? Are they helping to change the Chinese society? I think these are ethical questions that we have to make today. I like your question because that's the point. So it's like, will you work in China? At this point, I would say no. Unless I could understand, so, oh, okay, they are doing a job there, but no, we don't have any record on that. It's a little bit different of Russia, I guess. You know, Russia, I think art is still a space of resistance and criticism, which is not in China. Because it's the same thing, for example, the Sharjah Biennial in the near Dubai, you know. It's interesting, they have the 7th or the 9th biennial, the 7th now or the 5th, I don't remember. At the beginning, it was only for men, and now it's not women to come, you know. It's like, this is the role of biennials, you know, it's changing the local reality. Well, despite biennials are an international meeting, an international event, I think that more and more they have to be local. Which is the primary audience of a biennial? Who is the primary audience of a biennial? Who is the public in Venice, for example, in Italy? Who is coming here, you know? Is this affecting Italian artistic scene in a way? It has to be thought in that way. But anyway, in São Paulo, if São Paulo want to talk to the world, that's something stupid. It has to speak to a certain region, to a certain point, because you are close to that. Because if you want to talk to the world, you suppose that you were going to have travelers from all around the world to visit your biennial, which doesn't happen at all. No, your primary audience is the local audience. So you have to work with that. You have a regional influence. For instance, the São Paulo Bienal is going to be 58 this year. So it developed an idea of Latin American art from the 1951 to date. That's the role of the São Paulo Bienal, was to promote Latin American art. Now that there are many biennials in Latin America, São Paulo has to seek for a new role, because other biennials are doing the same thing São Paulo is doing. That was my point to start for São Paulo.
Con The Void, la controversa proposta di Mesquita per la scorsa edizione di San Paolo, un colpo di mano curatoriale che relegava le opere in secondo piano rispetto al dibattito e alla riflessione, Mesquita invitava a ripensare le biennali. Quello che accade oggi, dice, è la produzione di biennali identiche, simili alle fiere, che oltre a non aver legami con il territorio, mancano sempre più di una visione critica.
I think the criticality in the Venice Biennial would be, let's say, in the Arsenale and the Italia Pavilion exhibition, because those are both shows are curated shows, you know, and they intend to present a certain perspective on the contemporary art production or the recent art production. But again, I don't think that Venice is that necessary, because Venice still has this structure of national representation, which is, there's no way to escape. But other biennials, yes, I think they are losing, they lost, actually, because they become too close to the art fairs. And instead of getting away of that, they get too close, you know. And I think what I did for the São Paulo Bienal, which in one hand was to deal with a very specific topic or a very specific concern, an issue in São Paulo regarding the Fondazione Biennale di São Paulo, but there is another one, which is more the lack of criticality in these international shows, because they put a thematic show, and then how is possible to be critical if you have a concept that could feed 100 artists? Oh no, it's not possible. It's too much. Are we making shows for the art audience? Are we doing shows for artists? Are we doing shows to enhance art? Or are we doing shows just to keep the market happy? That's the issue. You know, for example, it's interesting because there is an expectation that you as a professional is always expected to fit in a certain category, okay? For example, I did this biennial in São Paulo, which was a very conceptual show. Now I came here with a painter and a photographer, very classical, you know? It doesn't mean that because I did something conceptual, that I have to do everything conceptual. I have many interests in my life as a professional. And I think that sometimes we fall in this trap of our profession, that it's easy to go, okay, go from here, there, you know. But that's what I was criticizing in biennials, because with the biennial, the São Paulo biennial and the biennial system, is like you have artists that they go from one biennial to another. They do a work on the shanty town in Brazil, Islam in Dakar, then they go work with the immigrants here, and then they go to Asia. It's always the same work. I'm sorry, it's the same. Just change the subject, but it's the same work. Of course, you have an international style. No, if you do a certain type of work, you know, so for example, if you do, you could go and live in a community, do a research, do anthropological, sociological work. Yeah, there is a certain academia of this these days. I think, for example, art, the way it is today, is, again, I will give the example of China, you know. There is this Chinese painter who does this portrait of the guys. They are a little bit of yellow. They're always carrying the Maoist costume, you know, like a family portrait, you know. Why that painting is Chinese? What's the difference? It's only because they portrait Chinese people. But what is specific, you know? There's nothing specific. Painting is a painting. So the idea of art is something that comes from a very specific notion, you know, part of the Western civilization, culture that was spread through colonialism. So it's the same, is the same topic, is the same realm, you know. Of course, each art could infuse local contents, you know, and make a more particular thing. But I used to have a professor, he says that if Rembrandt coming back now, he would identify all artists, because he said all artists are doing the same thing, you know, another artist is able to recognize another artist, you know.
Thank you.